Vice President is Brent Ruhpiper. We've got him in this morning. Brent, nice to meet you.
Hi, Jeff. Thanks a lot for having me. It's a great time to be out here and hopefully share some good fortune with the city of Yankton.
Yeah, we appreciate it. And I like meeting new people, too. Now, you are a Ruhpiper, so that tells me travel and tour, right?
Yeah. Lucky I've been in a family business here since 1996 and get to go out and travel the world a little bit and share some of that with local people and people all throughout the United States.
So Yankton's good. Yankton's great, but it's nice to get away sometimes and you come back and it's even greater, right?
You know, that's one of the funny things. One of the greatest things about travel is coming back home and, you know, taking some of those experiences and learning things from other aspects and, you know, bringing that home and, you know, sometimes just seeing how good we have it. You know, you can go city to city and have a great time, but man, there's nothing like coming back home to Yankton. It's a great place to live.
And no one in the end ever says, boy, I wish I would have traveled less, right?
Oh, the number of times I've heard people say, I wish we would have started this 10 years ago had we known how easy you make it. I'm very lucky. I'm fortunate. I'm young and I get to travel with so many people and glean some wisdom from them. And that is one of the biggest things that I hear is, oh man, we should have started this a long time ago. So that's something that, you know, a vacation doesn't have to be 2 weeks long. Take a 3-day trip to Omaha, do anything. You know, I mean, there's a lot of things that we can do for ourselves that sometimes we picture that the vacation has to be too grandeur. Just get out for a little bit. You'll see, you'll have some fun.
Yankton Area Foundation, you're a part of that. How long have you been a part of that and how did they wrangle you into it?
Been a member since, I'm going to go back to the COVID years, so maybe 2019, 2020 is when I started. It's a neat organization, so usually you'll be on there for several terms, and we like to find someone to replace ourselves. So Nick Mosier, who is a dear friend of mine and was very involved with the organization, he brought me on, and after a few meetings, I saw, wow, this really is a neat project, neat organization, so I'm happy to serve for the board, and I think it's a very worthwhile organization here in the community.
Somebody says to you, what exactly is the Yankton Area Foundation? How do you answer that so it's easy to understand?
I suppose the easiest way is, you know, it's a collection of money. They started it in about 95, creating a fund, and it generates interest every year. So the principal fund is never touched, but the interest that's earned each year, we're able to distribute that out to the community here for one-time events, for, you know, it's not designed for operating costs, but we really want to help organizations get over the hump for specific needs that they have. You know, if they've got a new project that they're going to be working on that can be, you know, beneficial for the next 5-10 years, but they just have that one obstacle, you know, we can help fund those and, you know, really make their lives a little bit easier.
So Scott Nedved's the president, you are vice president, and then is it Charlie Stevenson, secretary treasurer?
Yes, that's correct. Yep.
Do you want me to test you on the committee members? There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and I'm looking at him, but I think we should give these people a little love here this morning.
The members, they make up a wide subsect of Yankton, from business people to community members. So it's a nice collection of varying styles of people. And we always love bringing new perspectives to the board. So yeah, we've got Dana Branow, we've got Dana Dracy, Haley Ridgway, Amanda Steiner, Melinda Zuck, Christy Tackey, Dave Spencer, Sheila Woodward, a lot of great folks here that many of you people have probably worked with, and they're donating their time to help this great cause.
Yeah, a special shout out to Christy. Of course, she works here, so she helped set this up, and we appreciate that. You got a deadline coming up of November 1st to distribute some grant dollars, and it shouldn't be hard. Is it hard to get organizations to apply? Do you have to ask them or do they know the drill?
So I think that's one thing that if we could get everyone in the community to learn a little bit more about the foundation, it's that how easy it is to apply and that the funds are there to be used. We're going to, you know, spend the money every year because that's the purpose. So we just like more people to apply. It's really just a few questions, jotting down your nonprofit and things like that and sending them over. But we do meet twice a year. So November 1st is the deadline this year, which is coming up here, obviously with Halloween at the end of the week. It's a busy time, but really, if you've got a project that's been on your mind and you've been thinking about this, boy, 10 minutes, you can have the application submitted. And at least that gets the ball rolling for you. I think there's a lot of opportunity for organizations here in town that maybe don't know about this agency and just how much good they could do for them.
Do you hear from a lot of the same places every year? Would you like to hear from some new places? What would your advice be to nonprofits out there about this grant opportunity?
my advice is the squeaky wheel gets the oil. Just shedding a light on maybe your new project, or even if you don't qualify for the grant this year, or, you know, it's always tough. Some years we'll have a lot of worthwhile options to choose from and it can be difficult. And then sometimes maybe we don't have as many, and, you know, that will kind of control who gets what funds. So we always want the more the merrier. And again, if you don't get the funds this year or this time, maybe you do next time. But again, it'll shine that light on your project, and us as board members, you know, we can share that information through the organization. So any way you can get your name out there or what you're working on out there, be it this organization or your organization, I think that's all a good thing.
So the good news is for these organizations is it doesn't take a lot of time. It's not hard to find. The other news is the deadline is at the end of this week. What happens then once you get everything in? How long does it take your group? When do you come out with who the recipients are going to be?
Well, we'll be meeting the following week, and we'll have everything figured out in that meeting, and then you'll get contacted if you've been accepted. And then, you know, the funds will come shortly after they come from the state, but you can expect maybe a few weeks, and then you'll have payment.
And is once a year that you do this, that you distribute?
We meet twice a year, so we'll do it in the fall and the spring. So it's great before, you know, end of year projects. And then our spring one's real popular because everyone's got projects going on in the summer, so getting those funds at the time of need is very important.
Do you happen to know the spring deadline?
I don't. It'll typically be probably in April.
Well, let's talk about how to find you folks online and how to find that grant application link. It's actually pretty simple.
Yeah, the easiest way, just go to Google and search for Yankton Area Foundation, and it's going to pop up on the top. It's going to be a part of the South Dakota Community Fund. So right there, you'll click on Yankton Area Foundation, and it'll have a little link for the application and some directions on how to do it. But it's pretty self-explanatory. You just fill it out and send her on in.
Yeah, there's a picture of the bridge. So you know you're in the right place when you see that bridge. That's a comforting photo.
Yeah, you'll know you're local.
Anything else you want to say on behalf of the Yankton Area Foundation as we approach that deadline?
You know, again, just to emphasize what the purpose of the foundation is for. Again, it's not set up for ongoing business expenses, things of that nature. We're really trying to drive home a one-time purchase, a one-time event that we can help monetize or help fund to really, again, I use that phrase, get you over the hump. You know, sometimes you can look at these projects and see this daunting obstacle of, you know, whether it's $3,000, $6,000, even $250 for a Boy Scout troop. I mean, we've done a lot of different things, so you don't have to have big asks, small asks. Really, you just come to us and we'll try and help you the best that we can.
Thank you for the time. Super nice to meet you. Why don't you book me a vacation somewhere that's got some golf and some sand and try to hit it at the coldest time of the winter here. Would you do that for me?
Hey, that sounds like a great plan. And if you need someone to go along, I'll show you the ropes.
All right. Now, yeah, we're glad we met Brett Ruepiper of the Yankton Area Foundation today.